Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Arbel.
And I'm Molly Malshine, and we're here today to talk about the feud that's dividing the nation, Kim Kardashian versus Kourtney Kardashian Barker.
Both in Dolce & Gabbana.
Yes, to much to the chagrin of Kourtney. So Kourtney did her Dolce & Gabbana wedding, which she claims was not quote unquote sponsored, but which I'm sure Dolce & Gabbana furnished all of the clothing for no fee.
Right. So like, what does sponsored even mean then?
Right. It's an in-kind donation, basically.
Right.
And they had to tag Dolce & Gabbana in every single picture. Dolce & Gabbana like made her dress from scratch. So she did this whole wedding. And then a few months later, Kim did a collaboration with Dolce & Gabbana where she basically picked over their archives, styled things together, and they had a fashion show. So all of this would just kind of seem like, okay, the family is working with D&G right now. It's mutually beneficial. It makes a lot of sense, but it has erupted into a case of what's the female version of fratricide? Reputational. Ooh, right. Fratricide. Sororicide.
Oh, yeah. Oh, jinx.
Yeah. We're speaking Latin. We're Latinx over here. So everyone's picking sides, I guess. I mean, I think we're both on the same side.
I think Kourtney's using the wedding to express like years of maybe it is expressed, but like, I think it's a nice excuse to pick a fight with Kim.
Yes, exactly. I think we're both kind of team Kim on this because it kind of goes back to the ancient Kardashian fight. I'm not buying her a pair of shoes. I bought her a career from the old version of the show, which is what Kim said about Kourtney once. Like,
right,
if there was no Kim, there would be no Dolce & Gabbana wedding.
It would be maybe a piece of Dolce & Gabbana or two, but probably not even at Dash.
Like one clutch Kourtney would have had,
right,
like,
right,
that she would have had to pay for out of pocket, you know.
Right. She wouldn't have really been able to afford that, to invest in that potential sale of a clutch without Kim's capitalist emphasis. But the thing that to me was weird that it was sort of ignored the whole time, it's like, between the wedding and then Kim's big show, didn't Kylie also do a collab with Dolce & Gabbana?
Oh, did she? Oh, yeah, she did a photo shoot with them.
Yeah, and she was repping their eyewear. She was doing sunglasses in the pool pics.
Yeah,
is nobody shitting on? I mean, I guess because it's like the Jenners have their own thing going, and they all just feel guilty that at 5 years old they started putting them into, you know, labor. But like, I don't know. It's just weird to not mention that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. It kind of also lends that detail, lends credence to the idea that this is all orchestrated for the show. And the family does in fact have some sort of deal with D&G for the year 2023 that they're all participating in, and that Courtney is just kind of picking a fight for television. But I think even if they are picking a fight for television, the feelings are raw and real. And yes, it would be, if I was Courtney, I would be too embarrassed to pick this fight if I didn't feel that way, because she looks like such a,
right.
You know,
right. It's not like a good one. That's the thing. It's like, I mean, I guess I feel like it is real, because in her, like, she does seem to feel that way. And it's right. It's really embarrassing for her. It's like, she doesn't really have, like, you don't own Dolce and Gabbana, Courtney. And if anything, if you didn't have like deep seated issues with Kim, it would be nothing but a like, yeah, we're with them kind of vibe. Like, right. Why are you guys competing? You, like, there's no competition. And also, like, if Casey was like, hey, I mean, I guess it's different because she has no connection to Ireland. But if it was like, hey, like, we're going to do something in Ireland, you wouldn't be like, hey.
Right.
And you'd be like, cool, let's go back to Ireland, fam.
Kim even made that point in this most recent episode from last week when she says, I got married in Italy first. I had Andrea Bocelli perform at my wedding first. And then Courtney did it twice. And then here's the big unspoken thing is Travis Barker had a crush on Kim first.
What? I did not know this.
You
are
didn't
you
know?
Me? No. Oh my, wait, no, look at my arm. I just got goosebumps.
Yeah.
Wait. Say more. Say more.
Okay. In his memoir, not memoir, his, you know, a book that he wrote, he revealed that at a certain point in the 2000s, he had a big time flirtation with Kim and he dated her a little bit.
Wait, no
and
way.
Yes. Okay. BuzzFeed News covered it. Travis Barker previously discussed dating Kim Kardashian, and now people think he actually moved to Calabasas to be closer to her instead of Courtney. And he said in his memoir, we'd be really sweet around each other like little kids. And then when we were apart, she'd call me and say, I want to see you again. Me too, I'd say.
Oh, so really, like, that could be the anchor of what this is really about.
Yeah. And like, how odd to be. I mean, the fact that he had a crush on Kim, based on what he said, they never consummated it. And they kind of both thought the other one was cute, but they just didn't click. And no hard feelings whatsoever. He talks about it in a very classy way to give him credit for that. Like, he's not like, oh, I almost hit that. Like, he just is like, we liked each other, but, you know, for some reason it didn't work. Let me get the timeline straight. Okay. 2006, Travis has just broken up with or is in the process of divorcing Shanna Mokler, his first wife. Well, actually, his second wife. He had a different wife before. Very short-lived. Yeah. And he, a drummer, a guy named Daniel, Paris, and Kim were all in Amsterdam together. He says, I was having a blast.
They took a trip.
Yeah, I was having a blast and was happy to let the world know it. I kept on secretly checking out Kim, telling little Chris, I don't care if she's the closet girl, she's fucking hot, because she was Paris's closet organizer at the time.
Hilarious. Also, little Chris.
That was the... just a guy that he was hanging out with, I guess.
Oh, I thought it was like a nickname for Kris Jenner that we've never. I'm like, who?
No,
they're
no.
That close. Hey, little Chris. Like, who's big Chris? Okay, got it.
So says she wanted to do a reality show because she thought her family was interesting, and obviously she was right. I respected her hustle. She was meeting with Ryan Seacrest, and she wanted to know what doing a show was like. He had his show at the time. It's hectic. I told her, you have no privacy. It's not just you and your family in the house. It's really personal, and it can be really fucked up. In a 2015 interview with Us Weekly, Travis also spoke about his initial attraction to Kim, saying, how could you not stare at Kim? Mind you, I enjoyed hanging out with Paris, but I love curvy girls. Kim was eye candy. I was in no way disrespectful to Paris, but I couldn't keep my eyes off Kim.
And so all of this is going on while Courtney is still with Scott.
God knows what's happening. It's 2006.
But like, this is way before, right? Okay, this is
way
like,
before.
Wow, wait, that timing is fucking interesting too, and I'll tell you why. But it has to do with the nodes, which I think ultimately is what we should talk about in relationship to this whole fight. But that is fascinating. Wow.
Yeah. So then Kim does some modeling for his clothing line, Famous. Then her sex tape comes out. She breaks up with Ray J. He says he was nothing He wanted to be nothing but a gentleman to her despite her sex tape, and he recalled innocent dinner and lunch dates. He even spent time with her family and used her as a model for his clothing line. He says, "We went to dinner, we went to lunch. You might think I would be doing the worst things with this girl because of her tapes, but it was the exact opposite of any other encounter I've had with a woman. With Kim, I wanted to be nothing but a gentleman to her. It was so weird. We were around each other a lot. She came to my house and went swimming. We watched the 4th of July fireworks together. I'd go visit her and her family at their clothing store. We'd be really sweet around each other like little kids. And then when we were apart, she'd call me and say, 'I want to see you again.'" He ultimately ended up getting back with his ex-wife, Shanna, but found himself still really wanting to see Kim, which led to a run-in between Shanna and Kim. Shanna caught wind of what was going on. She poured a drink on Kim at the party thrown by Carmen Electra. "I felt terrible. Kim and I never touched each other. It just wasn't meant to be." So
that is so juicy, dude. Holy shit.
I know. In 2015, he told Us Weekly that he talked about his crush on her again. And that was 2015. That was recent. When did he and Courtney get together? 2020? Pandemic? Like, yeah. He said, "I had a crush on her and we were flirtatious. Nothing ever happened. When I see her, I give her a hug and wish her the best. And there's no awkwardness, because God knows when you hook up, shit gets awkward." So...
wow, dude. Chris,
yeah. So Chris says, Shanna said of Kim and Travis, "I divorced my ex because I saw them. I caught them having an affair. Someone sent me all their text conversations, and I'm close friends with people who were there while things were happening." And then Chris tells Courtney on camera that Travis told Chris he moved to Calabasas to live near Courtney because he felt that she was the love of his life. But if that's true, so when did he move?
We need to know when he moved.
When did Travis move to Calabasas?
Because that could totally be like recon after the fact.
Uh-huh. It sounds like it.
It sure does.
He first moved to Calabasas in 2007, a year after his split from his ex-wife, Shanna Mokler. Okay, so I guess what his revisionist history will be, let's not say revisionist, we don't know, maybe it's the truth. His version would probably be, "I dated Kim. It didn't work out. I didn't like her that much, but in getting to know her, I met her sisters and I really fell for Courtney. So I decided to move to Calabasas after Kim and I had broken up."
One would hope that's what happened or what he's saying. It seems like, or maybe it's like, "I was just like inspired by these like beautiful curvy women. I wanted to be near like all of them." Maybe, you know, like I wanted to be in that scene.
Yeah,
because it's like weird. It's really weird to say you moved there because Courtney was the love of your life, when previous to you dating her, she wasn't.
Right, you didn't end up dating for over 10 years.
Right, like what, you were just pining silently that whole time. You never were gonna even admit. You know, it's just a little bit. And I guess like they did say that like they've kind of been flirty for a while, but like best friends and neighbors. Like I think ultimately they did have a better, and they. Even compatibility wise, I think they're a better match, but that's so painful, actually. Like that would really, way more than the Dolce and Gabbana, like that would really bother me.
Yeah.
If Nick had dated Casey first, it would kind of always be in the space.
I would never speak to someone who already dated Casey. I would just never give a guy that satisfaction of having dated both of us. Do you know what I mean? Like
100%.
Yeah. And it's the really weird thing is, I'm sure Courtney knows this. Maybe she's got blinders on and she's just pretending this never happened. Maybe she doesn't Google, maybe whatever, but she might, I'm sure she's seen some tweets or comments of people being like, "Well, we all know he was into Kim first." And then she still decided to get married in Italy where Kim got married. And she had the same performer that Kim had, Andrea Bocelli.
Well, that whole thing. It's like a little bit like, I want to just say across the board, and especially with this new added intel, what do you have, amnesia? Like, Courtney, like, what? Like, you can say, "I am bothered by this." Like, if I were her and I was bothered, I would express it. And I would say, "I know this sounds crazy. And you know what? Like, maybe I'm pregnant, or I'm taking my fertility." Like, to me, it's like, oh, she was on in vitro at the time. She was, you know, on IVF. So maybe her hormones were...
I don't think you should blame it on hormones. No.
I'm not blaming it on it, but I think I would. If I were Courtney, I would. I would say, look, maybe this is, I would say, I know that you got married in Italy. I know that Andrea Bocelli was at your wedding. I know that you dated Travis first, and it's just bringing up a lot of stuff for me. And I'm upset that you decided to do the the collab with them right after my wedding because I'm just feeling like insecure. Or it's like she could have said, I'm not saying that it's because of the hormones. I'm saying I would have blamed it on hormones because it's like for her to not have the awareness that she's being really just like selectively remembering the history of their lives is to me, it's insulting. Like you don't remember Kim's wedding like years and ago. I think,
yeah, Kim is playing it very classy by not bringing up the fact that she dated Travis.
Right.
Like
she could have said in that like talking head in the whatever the cutaway, the confessional, like,
yeah,
you know, right. Like I got married there. Andrew was at my wedding. He's my favorite male artist. Lol, really? Okay. But also, yeah. And I dated Travis. She didn't mention it. She's actually trying to be a class act through and through here. And like Courtney just wants to fight.
Yeah, I agree completely. I agree completely. And Courtney is, when you know the added wrinkle that Kim dated Travis, the things that Courtney says make a lot more sense. She's like, I want my own identity. I want to be my own thing and do my own thing. And at the same time, and what the reason I think why she's saying that is because it is driving her insane that some people on the internet might say, you know, he's settling for the sister that he could get because Kim was taken, which right. I don't think is the case because I agree with you that they're much more compatible. And he tried it with Kim and they didn't like each other enough to actually even consummate it. But
if they were going to date, they would have dated. For real.
Right. Exactly. But it's just so fun because she's like, I want to have my own identity. And that's what she means. She means in the context of her own relationship, it's bugging her that Kim was there first. And right. one of the
everywhere outfits, first, Kim was everywhere first.
I know. And one of the outfits that she wore on her wedding weekend, Kim had already worn.
No.
Famously to a public event. Yes.
It's just like literally, Courtney, like, are you okay? Like, what is going on that you seem to have such serious blinders on? Like, that is a bit alarming to me. And that would be such an annoying fight to be in if it was, because it's like, just like, okay, I get it. Your feelings were hurt and I'm sorry that I was a part of your hurt feelings, but also like,
yeah,
like what?
You didn't invent Dolce & Gabbana. And
or so Italy.
The funniest part where Kim was so shady to her, it actually made me want to cry, but I couldn't blame Kim. When Courtney goes, I want my own identity. Kim goes, you definitely have your own identity. Nobody's trying to like rock out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Such a dick. And then Courtney's like, that's not actually like what I'm even going for. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. It's like, well, but, then what are you going for? What's your identity?
Right. What identity? What identity?
Yeah, it's okay. Like you claim that you don't care about work and you don't care about your, like having a personal brand. So what, just let yourself float along. Be happy.
Right. Why now? Why do you care now? You have everything that you've ever wanted now. Why now are you trying to claim your personal identity? And yet, and still you don't have one. This was what I feel like this is what their fight has been like the whole time. Like, because there was also the whole thing where like back in the day, wasn't it that like Kim was basically like, and I think they brought it up in the fight where Kim was pressuring Courtney, like, you need to have a business too. Like you need to get something going. Like she basically like peer pressured into Poosh, you know, like she is such an Aries. Courtney has her sun, her Mars and her Mercury all in Aries. So a little bit with Courtney, she might like speak before she thinks. And
I don't even think she gets to the thinking later.
I sort of agree. I mean, her Mercury's at 0 degrees Aries. So that is literally like the first degree of the zodiac. It is the most, I mean, and I don't mean this like immature, but yeah, it's like the youngest of all the degrees. It is the spark of new life. So she really is kind of just out here flapping her lips. But like, And I think what happens is, right, once she says her piece, she then can't take it back. It's like, this is what I'm upset about. And now I'm going to like go all in with it. But like, she doesn't, right. There's no like moment of reflection.
And she doesn't listen to anyone. She says, this is how I feel. And you're not allowed to rebut or say anything back. She's just
right.
This is it. This is how I feel. So the Jonah Hill stuff reminded me so much of Courtney, because for a few years now, she's been going to therapy and she's been weaponizing yes. therapy language
yes.
in a much less toxic way, but still in an annoying way, because
no, she was boundary queen. And it was boundary, like, are you using this correctly?
She says it so annoying. Boundary. I have a boundary. So she is the queen of just, I have a boundary that I'm not going to do any work, you know, just shit like that.
Right. Right. I have a boundary that I am the only one that gets married in Italy, but it's like somebody already got married in Italy.
Yes. She's the queen of this Jonah Hill boundary weaponizing therapy speak. And it's kind of like, if you throw a baby in therapy, I guess that's what you get. And I yeah. mean, it makes sense why she triggers me like no other celebrity, because Aries trigger me like no other sign.
Totally.
And she's a massive, massive Aries. And I kind of feel bad because so many people love her. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians subreddit is, because I read all these subreddits, I'm a Whoa. Loser. They're all Team Courtney. Everyone
How could they be Team Courtney though? How could they not acknowledge what Kim said, which is, I got married in Italy first and Andrea Bocelli was at my wedding.
Yeah.
What is she talking? And I think what I understand from their fight is that Kim was saying, it's not even just that they like produced the whole wedding for Courtney. Half of the things that people were wearing were from Kim's private collection. She was even saying for her runway show with them that when she was bringing out some of her classics, they were trying to like rebuy them from her because they didn't have some of the like vintage D&G stuff from like the 80s and 90s that Kim yeah. had.
Yeah.
Like Kim had all the stuff. It's not it wasn't even given to her because it was for Courtney's wedding or even for the show. It's her stuff.
And Dolce & Gabbana just looks so good on Kim. It yeah. was made for her, that aesthetic.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
it's like when they put it on Madonna. It's you're just yes. like, yes, this is a perfect union.
100.
It is muse design, boom, yep. perfection.
Yep.
But Courtney, no, not so much. It's not her. It's not her. Like,
well, I think that's like the big pain point here, though, because even when Kim is like, we're not all trying to like be rock out chicks or whatever. It's like, I think that was a dig in the same way, which is like, and also that's not like Kim knows what she's saying. Like, that's also not you. The whole thing is just way more nuanced than what the fight. I mean, and I guess all fights are, but like, it's yeah, it's like Kim. I felt like Kim was trying really hard to be respectful. Right. Courtney had no intention of listening to a word she said. So what is someone supposed to do in that position? Like, just take the hit? Like, yeah, I'm a bitch. I couldn't stand it when Courtney was like, you need to take a look like deeper about like why you're so obsessed with capitalism. And it's like, well, wait, hold on. Kim might have a lot of things to look deeply about. Like, there might be things psychologically wrong with her. That's not it.
This is America.
She's massively successful. And actually, we can look at the charts in a minute, but I actually don't think that Kim is as obsessed with capitalism or money as Courtney is making it seem. I actually think what Kim is obsessed with is the arts and fashion. And I think she was really proud. I think she's really proud to continue to yeah. And like, that's what that whole episode was, or like this whole season has basically been her like, actually, like, I don't need my stylist. Like, what was it? Last episode or what, or two episodes ago, where she yeah. like had to like pull the looks together because Danielle couldn't have a passport or something. Danielle never passport. That's like a whole storyline for Kim is not about like, I just want to keep making money. The whole storyline for Kim is I'm not just like fashion because of Kanye's shadow and Paris's closet organizer. Actually, I'm an artist.
Right. Proving herself. And I'm sure that this paycheck was far from the top 10 paychecks Kim received this year to curate a runway show. I mean, Dolce & Gabbana did not need to be splashing out millions for that. Like, this was really a passion project for her. I'm sure she got paid, but I'm sure that she didn't need it for her bottom line. You know,
she wanted it because it's what she's been working on.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was. Okay. Oh, I loved the quote of Kim. I'm copying your Dolce Vita lifestyle.
I know.
So funny. And all the memes about it have been.
Yeah, but Courtney was like,
oh, good.
Courtney was like, yeah, you are. Like, Courtney literally was like, yeah, we spend like a month there in the summer or something. And it's like, okay, but like, it doesn't matter. Kim got married there with the same banned as you, and you're just pretending she didn't.
Yeah. She said, it's the life that I live, living La Dolce Vita, ice creams and paparazzi and all things that was eventually your campaign. Like, since when do you love paparazzi? What are you talking
about? Ice cream. Aren't you a health nut? Aren't you into like non-dairy, non-sugar? What, like her whole thing is like, I only eat protein and veggies. Like her whole thing is like, we don't even have sugar in the house. Like, oh, now you're into paparazzi and rocking out and ice cream. Like, who are you?
And like, you don't own Italy. Two members of my own extended family are spending long trips in Italy this summer. It's not some kind of hole in the wall summer destination that no one's ever heard of.
Right, the Cloonies are there too.
Yeah, it's just, it's so ridiculous. It would be like if I got mad at someone for doing something in Bayhead, you know what I mean, or Asbury Park, and it's like, no, that's a vacation. That's a very popular vacation spot.
But like, she did at the boardwalk. It's like, is your boardwalk?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. When she said that was really the biggest slap in the face. On a deeper level, what is it about yourself that you have to like? I transcribed it verbatim because the way that Courtney speaks is just, oh my God, do you have brain damage? On a deeper level, what is it about yourself that you have to like have like everything? Like, you can't like stop. It's not good enough.
It's like, that's not what's going on at all here, actually. Like, so you're asking Kim to like look deeply about something that she doesn't even resonate with. And Kim was so classic. Kim was just like, okay.
She said it's more than the material things. And Courtney said, it's like proving that you can, I think it is financial though, or like accomplishments, whatever it is in the moment that feels like that's the accomplishment or the prize or whatever. It's like, Courtney, you're describing just motivation. And she goes,
she's projecting. What she's doing is projecting. And it's actually, she's just playing the opposite game. And it's because she's insecure because everyone says that she doesn't care about those things, but she's a Capricorn moon. So actually she does. She's actually trying to do a very an interesting Capricorn moon move here, where she's trying to claim like integrity as status over money as status. And it's only because she's losing that game.
Yeah. And it's like, newsflash, Courtney, you sell gummy bear vitamins for $30 a pop.
Newsflash, Courtney, the original store was yours.
Yeah. You are just as much of a, you know, mercenary as the rest of them. You're just not as good at it. That's the only difference.
Right.
It's such a bummer. And she says, the business and the check was more important than my feelings. That will affect our relationship. I don't think the business and check were more important than your feelings. I don't think
also you didn't share your feelings until now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't you say something? I don't know. I mean, I guess it was in real time at the time. So maybe that is like when she found out Kim was doing that and working on that, she was triggered or whatever. But it's just like, yeah, it's just really odd that Courtney wants to die on the hill of you copied my wedding when she copied Kim's wedding.
I know.
And everyone was wearing Kim's clothes at her wedding.
With a guy that Kim dated first.
Like, oh man, it's all you.
If I did, okay, like I said, I would never date someone who already dated my sister. And I'm sure she wouldn't date someone I already dated either. But if I did happen to meet my soulmate and he happened to have gone on a few extremely tame dates with my sister,
a neighbor,
I would get married on a different planet than where Casey got married. Like, there is no way in hell that I'd be like, yeah, let's do what Casey did. It would just be, it's just weird. It's just, there are other places you can go.
Not to mention, like, if you really want to like be nitpicky about it, Kim could have been upset at her first, but she wasn't. Like, Kim could have said the minute that she said, we're getting married in Italy, she could have been like, come on, Courtney, like, you've never had a wedding. Don't you want your own thing? That could have been a conversation from the beginning. Kim chose not to. But like, that's the whole thing is like really backwards, because it's just like,
Kim is taking the high road in a big way. Especially the one of the most devastating things was earlier in this season. Courtney says to the camera in her confessional, Kim and I have always been competitive. There's always a competition there. And it's like,
oh my God,
I don't think
Kim feels that way.
competing with you in
whatsoever
any way. And no. She was trying to convince herself that Kim's really unhappy because she's divorced. And I'm sure she wishes she was still married to someone, not to Kanye.
100%.
But
yes,
obviously she wishes that she had a marriage, that that the marriage with the father of her children had worked out.
Totally. But
that doesn't mean that she's seething with jealousy at your wedding and trying to recreate it for herself. That's it's
or that she's or that like she's doing all of these things in some like sad attempt to like forget her own pain. It's like, no, she's weeping this whole season. Kanye is speaking of Jonah Hill, who brought Kanye back on Team Jews, hilarious stuff now in retrospect. But it's like, I don't think that like one isn't, they're not connected really. Like, it's not like Kim's like, I'm just going to bury myself in work because I'm so much, I'm in so much pain. Kim has had a thriving career since the minute she, you know, fucked Ray J on tape, I guess. Like, she's
even before that,
even right, traveling with Travis Barker and Paris while she was the closet organizer is massively successful for someone who's a closet organizer.
Yes, she, and she's the important thing is she's not sitting there keeping score of what everyone else is doing. And
oh, and in fact, she's the only reason Kim is not competing with them. She actually brought them all with her.
Yeah, exactly. And did you watch the episode last week when it was Kim's birthday and Chris is saying, Kim is the leader of this family now. I'm handing the reins over to her. And Courtney and Travis look at each other and he's in on the hate too, it seems like. Which
of course. Well, that seems like so them though. Like that's so them to be like so aligned about everything now.
I think they're kind of Meghan and Harry 2.0 because Courtney is the spare. Kim is the heir. Not only is she the most successful, she's the oldest one. She is the eldest boy, to quote Kendall Roy. So, because boys in the Kardashian family are girls. Girls are the more successful ones that can keep the line going. And the boys are disposable.
That's literally 100% true. But also, Kim is younger than Courtney, isn't she? Courtney's the oldest.
Oh,
Courtney's,
shit, you're right.
It's actually backwards. It's actually like...
Yeah, like, you're right. Oh, there goes that.
I think that's why Courtney is partially triggered in a way, because she's like, I think she's probably felt this way a little bit her whole life. Even from the time they're little, in all the like home videos, Kim had charisma and star power and just this energy about her that you couldn't stop watching. And she has been the younger sister this whole time. So I think that might have been something in the space. I mean, when you look at the video, those old Robert Kardashian home videos, I can't even put Courtney into them. I can only remember Kim in any of those videos.
She's a non-entity.
Like Kim is a can't miss.
Yeah. And Courtney is an NPC kind of. And that's fine.
Yes. Right.
Everyone doesn't have to be a star. And I don't think Courtney, I guess she does want to be a star because it bothers her so much. But
what is NPC? Like a non-important person? What does it stand for again? It's like.
It's actually a gaming term that has oozed into my consciousness because of Twitter, because people talk about it. It came
up at my cousin's wedding this weekend, too, when people were talking about it. Or like the 11-year-old that was there was talking about it. And I was like, what?
It's a non-player character. So it's a character in a video game who's just milling around, you know, and not... You can't.
Right. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Right. It's like the Sims that are like just in the atmosphere that you're not like interacting with.
Yeah. The non-Mortimer Sims. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Or like, right. If you're playing Mario Kart, it's like the other characters that you didn't pick.
Right. But even that is more personality than an NPC. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
They're nameless.
But it's almost like Courtney's like choosing NPC like overtly as like a righteous choice. When really she might just be like lazy.
Right. She's doing that thing we talk about all the time where you claim that you want something and you do not take any action to achieve it. She claims that she just wants the family life and she doesn't want to work and she wants to just rest on her laurels and be happy with what she has.
Yep.
And she is just so clearly not. And it just makes you want to say, Courtney, she seemed happy when she was, you know, do you remember a few years ago, she was getting really into interior design and she did a cover for Architectural Digest. And that was just completely, you know, fulfilling her own goals and dreams. And it didn't feel like a square peg in a round hole, like the fucking gummy vitamins and poosh, you know. It just, right. She was pursuing something that really lit her up and that she really liked. And
but also, like, Kim now, since I think has become celebrated for her minimalist architecture savvy or whatever, she could bring that up too. It's like there's like, if Courtney really wanted to pick some bones about you're copying me, there's tons of things that hypothetically she could pick. This is just so like embarrassing, because it's like, no, yeah. Though, like, well, but no,
anything of you're copying me is so juvenile. It's just,
well, but so that, that's Aries energy. Aries, yeah, exactly. Energy is juvenile, and it does think before, or it does speak before it thinks. It does things on impulse, and it is inherently self-centered. So like, that's the thing. It's like, I don't even know if it's that Courtney's like actively ignoring the facts or the history. I think she's extremely self-centered and doesn't really have any space for anyone's like feelings but her own.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, sure. It's just interesting because, and we'll get into the astrology, but like, I feel like over the years, I mean, was this the biggest Kim and Courtney fight we've ever had?
No, remember they even referenced it in this episode, this last week's episode, about how the last time they had a big fight on camera, were literally slamming their other's heads into the wall.
It got physical.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Right, right. And it's like, yeah. And I just feel like for Courtney to choose to like sort of like stay out of the limelight for the show for the most part, but to only pick some petty ass fight is like, it's just such a lame choice. It's like, and the thing is, wow, you really can't see anyone but yourself.
Yeah, Kim really is perpetually unbothered by everything that Courtney does. She is unbothered.
Couldn't care less. Yeah,
she would not have gone and choke slammed Courtney for no reason. It's because Courtney rose, pulled up a stink about something. What, brought up a stink? What is it?
Farted?
No, it's a saying.
Made a stink.
Yeah. But anyway, okay.
Speaking of which, real quick, my mom yelled at me. Did I tell you? My mom yelled at me because she heard me taking the dogs out and I was like, go poo poo. And she was like, we say make doo doo. And I was like, what? She like confronted me in this really mean tone of voice, like, it's make doo doo.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
So brand, yeah, continuity, please. We got to
use the lingo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that in this case, yeah, Courtney just really made doo doo.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us why you've been dying to do this for weeks, but we just kept not being able to do it with the timing. Why is this so astrologically perfect for this moment?
Because on July 17th, which is coincidentally, lovely enough, the Cancer new moon, we will be also experiencing the shifting of the nodes. Just for a quick reminder, the North Node and the South Node move through the zodiac backwards in like 18-year cycles. In our own charts, we all have a North Node and a South Node. The South Node is like energy that we're either releasing or that we can sort of rest upon, that is sort of easy, comes naturally to us. And the North Node is where our soul has the potential to reach a, like, actual evolution. Like, it's soul evolution. It's the growth that you're meant to experience on the human plane in this lifetime. And every year, when we have eclipses, the eclipses are marking the nodal axis. Sometimes they're called the lunar nodes. Sometimes it's the North Node, the South Node, or the lunar nodes, because it goes along the lunar apogee. And so when we have eclipses, it's a fate-changing moment wherever the nodes are. Does that make sense? Okay, so sorry, I was trying to kind of kill time because I don't know if you can hear the train, but well.
Oh, no, I can't hear the train. Okay.
So
that makes sense. So the nodes that are shifting right now is Libra and Aries, right?
So yeah, we've been in, for the last 18 months, a cycle where the North Node has been in Taurus and the South Node has been in Scorpio. So we've all been kind of like firming up our senses of security. We've been becoming more into touch with like the physical world versus like the deep psychological issues that maybe were holding us back from achieving certain things in the physical world or expressing our physical needs. We've been letting go of toxicity, letting go of toxic partnerships, toxic, you know, Scorpio stuff, toxic psychic enmeshments and all of that, and bringing us into a more grounded sense of what we value, right? Now that we're on that level with ourselves, we go, okay, this is what I value. This is what makes me feel abundant and secure. We're moving into the North Node in Aries and the South Node in Libra, which means that we're all going to be meant to focus on the Aries part of our charts and move into a more sort of selfish, juvenile, individual, me first mentality. And I think what the next 18 months...
Well, that's kind of fun, at least for summer.
100%. Yeah, like a NPC girl summer. No, it's like, yeah, right. It's a thoughtless girl summer. But like, I feel like why I was so excited about talking about this is because whoever you side with in the fight, I think that Kim and Courtney are representing in this fight the two polarities. I mean, so many things about Kim and Courtney's chart are total opposite, but in this case, their suns are exactly opposite each other. So Courtney is an Aries sun, and she is absolutely exemplifying that Aries energy. And Kim is a Libra sun, and she really does exemplify solar Libra energy.
Explain to me how Kim is exemplifying Libra energy in this exact fight.
First of all, she didn't low blow her. She didn't actually fight for her being right. She didn't call her out on anything. She is there trying to like make peace and make nice. And whereas Courtney's sort of assigning her reasons for doing things that she has no business to do, Kim not only didn't correct her, but Kim actually was doing a Libra thing, which is to show her talent in the aesthetics, in the aesthetic arts. Kim also isn't jealous of Courtney or isn't competing with her sisters because a Libra kind of makes room for other people. Kim has a massive capacity for relationships of all kinds with all kinds of people. And I mean, even when you hear anybody who's like worked with Kim, everyone's like, she's so nice. She's the nicest person to work with. She, you know, is really respectful to all of the cast and crew members that are NPCs. And she, like, Kim did not do this to spite Courtney. Courtney is an Aries, so she takes it personally. And she's like, you did this to spite me. And now I'm going to assert my feelings as if it is like the only truth, because my feelings are all that matter. And that is where Aries and Libra are opposites.
And also, speaking of being nice to everybody, being easy to work with, doesn't Courtney's kids like bite nannies and she can't keep a nanny for more than a month?
It's, right.
Yeah. So I feel like we're dunking on Aries and Courtney so much. Are there any kind of shadow sides of Libra that Kim is showing right now? Like maybe by talking about Courtney, like she did talk a big game about how she feels about Courtney. And then in person, she was this really, you know, judicious, measured, like loving sister. So what are some of the,
That's a great question.
You know what I mean?
Totally. And there's more to say too. Like, I mean, right. I don't need to trash Courtney. And based on the astrology, I could spend some time defending Courtney too. And we can talk about it because in a way Courtney is showing us, like, even if Courtney's being ridiculous, the energy of the next 18 months are inviting us to be immature and actually be real. The thing is, like, I think part of why this fight was so stupid is because for all the times that we think that they actually do fight, Courtney's probably biting her tongue way more than, like, we even realize. She's highly triggered as a person and by Kim. So it's like, even if Courtney's wrong and immature or just kind of creating a fight out of not nothing, it is something, but it's like, she's not considering all things, but it's like, actually at the end of the day, it is how she feels. And it's not a secret. And that's important. It's important to look at the end of the day, whether she's right or wrong, or you don't like it or you do like it or whatever, Courtney had a feeling, and now it might change the relationship, but at least it's honest, you know? In Kim's chart, though, in what ways is Kim kind of like dark side of Libra? Well, it's like she doesn't really care. Like, it's like, on the one hand, she's there making nice and being judicious and you know, trying to hear her sister out. She also is taking everything she's saying and it's just like literally just going in one ear and out the other, nodding her head and smiling. And otherwise didn't for one second think about, I mean, I guess she did. I guess she was like, we should do it further from, we shouldn't do it right after the wedding. We should do it 6 months after. But like, otherwise, Libra is an air sign. So it can sort of justify things or just sort of tap out of the like emotions of others in order to actually just like, how do I put it? Like Kim could have said no, like is the thing. And because
to Dolce and Gabbana, you mean?
Yeah. Kim could have said no to Dolce and Gabbana. She could have been more honest to Courtney's face per what you're saying. And so it's just like, that's very Libra to me, like kind of being bullshit to make nice in every moment. But then at the end of the day, it's like she can also in her head not feel that bad and justify it. And then does some shit talking, just not in front of Courtney. But it's like, you're still shit talking.
Yeah. How would a well-adjusted Aries have handled this?
Well, I don't.
Maybe someone a little bit better adjusted would have not gotten mad to begin with.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, I don't think that Courtney is necessarily like a maladjusted Aries. I just think she's being such an Aries. And, you know, it's interesting because, like I said, the North Node has been moving through Taurus. Well, Kim and Courtney both have their Chirons in Taurus. So the last 18 months for both of them, there has been a focus on their deep past life, childhood, long-term wounds, and also like moving towards the healing of those things. But those things were being exposed. And like, for example, Taurus, Kim has her Chiron in Taurus in the fifth house. So of course, during the last 18 months, she was wounded in the area of like her children and the security around the father of her children and feeling safe for her children and having to figure out how to explain to her kids that dad's a Nazi. Like that is very Chiron in the fifth house. Mm-hmm. Then in Courtney's chart, her Chiron is in the second house with her son, which is the money house and the resources house. So to me, when I say like Courtney's projecting here, she is, but it's not that she's saying like, I care about money and now I'm putting that on you. It's actually, she has a wound around feeling like she has the ability to earn. And that's really painful for her because her moon actually is in Capricorn, which cares a lot about money. So I think Courtney's actually expressing her truth, but she's not totally putting it together that it's not because Kim is obsessed with money. It's that you're insecure about it.
Yeah. And she's acting like the business thing is the least important part. And it actually is the only important part. It's like, why else would you have had a sponsored wedding unless business was your top priority? And
well, because it's not because she's saying it's not business. She's saying it's status. She just wanted to own Dolce Vintage. That to her was something that she liked. I mean, her moon is in Capricorn in the 11th house. So she wants the world to know that she is a high status person. And I think because she's a Pisces rising with her South Node and her Venus, she's sort of like, that's the lazy part. Not that everybody with a North, and not that everyone that's a Pisces rising is lazy, but when you have your Venus in the first house in Pisces, which is sort of that like boundaryless, messy, you know, porous sleep state, essentially, I think Courtney is in a constant battle with herself to like have the life that she wants and the status that she wants, but without like doing anything. And I think the reason that she's not into doing things isn't because she doesn't want money or power. It's because she has a wound around her ability to produce income.
So if she just admitted that to herself and started working on that.
Right. You might want to look deep within Courtney and you might want to ask yourself why you're so obsessed with Kim's quote unquote obsession with capitalism. You need money for Calabasas too, my dude.
Yeah.
Like, and I think the other interesting thing here astrologically is that Courtney's Venus. So Venus is how we attract. It's how we attract money. It's how we attract men. It's what we find beautiful. And it's also in what ways we're beautiful. Courtney's Venus in Pisces is very like, just look at me. I'm pretty. It's very like, I'm just this divine feminine sort of floaty goddess who gets to just like be a Kardashian and that's enough. Kim's Venus is exactly opposite in Virgo. So she's like, I'm most attractive and I'm feeling the most beautiful when I work. Pisces doesn't really want to work. Virgo has to work.
It's interesting because who's got more work done to be pretty? We don't have to say it, but the charts do.
Right. Exactly.
Also not even needing to, you know, like literally
wanting to. It's her nature.
Kim could have done not touched a single thing on her and she would have still been one of the most gorgeous women in the world. But for some reason, she needed to be mathematically perfect. And it's just
right. And that's very OK. That might be a shadow side of Libra.
Or
where
Virgo.
It's like it has. It could be both. Right. Like I have to be perfectly balanced and I'm willing to do work that brings me to like perfect harmony in myself.
Yeah. But how do you see this fight resolving, if at all?
Well, the South Node is going to move through Libra, which means that, like, how do I think it's going to resolve? I think before it resolves, Kim's going to get a little more Aries. I think Kim is going to maybe let go of some of the things that she's been doing that, like, for example, they might have avoided this whole thing, like per Courtney's point, they might have avoided this whole thing if she had just like come to her and said something without just like doing it. I think that's what Courtney's actually upset about. I don't think she's upset that, like, I mean, it's like Kim didn't steal your wedding. In fact, you maybe stole hers, but I think she's like, you didn't care about me. And then Courtney said something weird where she's like, I wouldn't stop you from doing anything, but I would appreciate it if you asked. And it's like, all right, so you're basically saying you would have said it was okay, but you're upset because she didn't give you a chance to say that it was okay. And I think that that's very Libra of Kim to sort of avoid that like uncomfortable. Like, I think Kim probably knew that it was going to be a fight. So she's like, I'm just going to do it and like, you know, try to kind of just do it 6 months later. And so maybe she won't care. And Courtney's like, no, you will not get away with that.
And I don't think Courtney would have said, yes, it's fine.
Well, that's the weird thing. It's like,
she can't resist a fight with her.
Right. And like, that didn't really make sense to me because she was like, I'm not here to tell you what to or not to do, but like, I would have appreciated like you caring. And it's like, okay, so what would you have done? You have told her that it was upsetting to you, but do whatever you want. And then you would have had this exact same fight.
Right. She's so just ass backwards, you know?
What's interesting too, though, is that in their composite chart, meaning the chart of their relationship, the rising is at 26 degrees Capricorn and the sun is at 28 degrees right on the rising Capricorn. And that's where Pluto just moved back into. So what we're seeing is like the deep seated, like underlying toxic, like gunk between these two. And they're getting rid of it. They're getting rid of it.
But are they getting rid of it or are they just?
Well, I guess maybe they're not getting rid of it, but they're exposing it. That's what Pluto does. It comes up and it exposes the underneaths. So what's being just overtly exposed here is how actually disharmonious their relationship is. You know, but it's like, when I think, okay, like what do I think will happen with this relationship? I mean, hopefully they will find some sort of understanding. I mean, I think that the fact that Courtney's pregnant and she's going to be able to focus on like bringing the next baby into the fam is going to be great because then she gets that. She's now the only one pregnant. Everyone was pregnant together before she wasn't. She always has pregnancy on her own. So I think that's going to maybe be enough for her to feel like she's got something like individual going on. And if anything, I think it's possible that Courtney actually could I don't know, like, how do I want to say it? Like, Courtney could actually find, other than being a rock wife, like, she might find out more about what actually does inspire her genuinely. And I don't think she really has ever had that. And so, you know, it's interesting. Saturn is in Pisces right now. Kim is a Pisces moon. Courtney's a Pisces rising. So what we're seeing, Saturn, especially now it's retrograde, working in their charts so beautifully, because it's like, okay, so Saturn is coming through and giving Kim lessons of like the heart and her emotional security. And Saturn is coming through and giving Courtney hard lessons about like who you think you are and how the world is seeing you. I think what Courtney's really expressing that she doesn't have the language for, maybe she should find a new therapist. She and Jonah need new therapists, but it's like, or just hire me, I'll be your coach. But it's like, I think Courtney's embarrassed. I think what happened was Courtney felt like now everyone could see.
Yes.
Now everyone can see that I'm not an original. And it's like, okay, but now you need to deal with in what ways you need to mature in the area of caring about how people view you.
Right. And a more mature person would have realized that she's Streisand affected the whole thing. No one would still be talking about Kim's fashion show. They would still be talking about her wedding because it was her wedding. No one would be talking about the.
Also, your wedding got its own spinoff. You have a whole wedding on Hulu.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. Like,
oh, I never watched
like,
it.
I didn't watch it either because who cares about Courtney? But it's like, oh, don't tell her I said that because she would. No, I'm Courtney the Aries. But it's like Courtney. Like, that's what's weird about it. Courtney won. Courtney has everything that she has claimed to want. And why isn't it enough is the question. And I think there's healing available there for Courtney. I think for Kim, if anything, I could see Kim, like, just based on the astrology, like, I could see Kim, like, moving. Like, I could see Kim being like, I don't want to be in Calabasas anymore. Like, I actually, really? Like, even her, she might live in that Malibu house now full time. Like, I sort of feel like she needs to, I think what Kim is going to kind of start to do, just from an astrological perspective, is let go of, like, needing, like, to care about the family's feelings. She has spent her whole career bringing everybody along. And I think, if anything, this is a moment for Kim to actually reclaim her life as just hers, because it actually is just hers, and like do some deep work within herself that allows her to maybe separate more than she has ever been comfortable separating before.
But I think she's in a really good place with Chris and Chloe.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know. I guess I was thinking about this because there's all the clips now going around Instagram of like Kendall and Kylie, like in the first few seasons. And like, it's jarring how young they are. And I could see Kim privately feeling a little bit like, not guilty, but
well, I think she about how she uses North as a Kanye proxy already.
True. Yeah. I don't know. I just sort of feel like I could see her releasing some of the, I mean, I could also see, like, I don't know what their contract is, but like, this could be the last season of the show. Like, I could see her being like, okay, you guys don't get this anymore then. No problem. We won't have a show. No problem, Courtney. You don't want the cameras? They're gone. Get your own paparazzi.
I could see, I don't think she'll stop the show, but I could see her.
Or I could see her doing her own show. I could see her doing her own thing.
I could see her some way calling Courtney's bluff. Like, look, Courtney, Rob doesn't want to be on the show. Rob doesn't want to be famous, and he does it every day. So what are you doing still here?
Right. It's like, not only what are you still doing here, but like, how did you inadvertently give us like the only major plot point of the entire season?
Right. Well, that's the thing that all of the pro Courtney people always argue is Courtney actually carried the show on her back for quite a while with all of her Scott drama and all of she had kids before everyone else. She actually did, even though Kim is the one who made them famous, Courtney was the blueprint of, okay, we use children and milestones to stay relevant. And that's why a lot of people are on her side with a lot of this stuff, because they're like, well, without her drama and Chloe's drama, there Kim doesn't have enough going on to really sustain an actual show. She is boring.
That's true. And I also think, I'm looking at their charts like together right now. It's interesting because Courtney's North Node is almost exactly conjunct Kim's Venus. So Courtney really is like very specifically trying to get out of like work. And I think you can see that she's expressed some of that North Node in Virgo in the way that she's choose. I guess now she's on ice cream, but like in the way that she in the past has chosen to go like hardcore on health and like hardcore on clean, whatever, clean everything. But at the same time, I think South Node and Venus and rising all in the first house in Pisces, it's like, she's really comfortable just kind of being like a Kardashian, a Venusian Kardashian who has high status because she's born with it. And I do think it's kind of cool. I mean, Courtney's North Node and Saturn are in Virgo and they're in her relationship house. So I could see her marriage with Travis being where she finds work to finally be gratifying, because really she is here to work on relationships. And so that's like sort of an interesting thing. Also, Kim's North Node is on Courtney's Lilith. So the more that Kim performs, the more that Courtney is triggered. Like,
do you know what else is really funny? Just as a side note, She's trying to convince us that she is living this Dolce Vita lifestyle and Italy is like her thing. And she says ice cream instead of gelato. It's like Courtney.
Oh my God. Lol. Gelato. That's where it's like, yeah, you might want to be a little bit more Virgo here, homie. Like, yeah, the details do matter when you're really picking a dumb fight. Like, at least play the part. At least play right. She does have a certain laissez-faire laziness, which I think she's in an inner conflict with herself, though, because as an Aries sun, Capricorn moon, not only is that a tense, like that's a square alignment either way within herself, but and she contains a huge amount of like leadership gravitas, and being a high status person makes her feel very comfortable. But I think before the show was anything, she probably felt like, I did it. Like, I'm Robert Kardashian's daughter, and like I'm the one with the babies and I'm the one with the store. And I think when the dynamics shifted and Kim sort of became the leader of the pack, or the leader of the family, that Courtney really was, on the one hand, probably relieved, because she's like, okay, great, I can get out of working. But then the other hand, she was like, but wait, my status. And like, but wait, I'm the oldest. And so I think that's really what like this whole thing is about. And I think for Kim, her son, like, it's funny, Courtney's moon is in the 11th house, so she needs people to see her as high status, whereas Kim's son is in the 11th house, so she can't help but be seen as high status. That is just the energy she radiates. So it's kind of interesting because, and it's like Courtney's son is in the second house, so the way that she comes across is someone who's like, yes, very firm on the things that she values, but also she kind of comes across, you know, lazy. Taurus, second house, lazy.
And she will scream it from the rooftops as well. She just talks all the time about not wanting to work.
She's trying to make that a status thing. She's trying to be like me not wanting to work means that I'm actually like the highest status of us all.
I'm better than you.
And it's like, no, actually your Chiron is in the second house in Taurus, so you don't think you can.
Oof, painful.
Tough, very tough, very tough. And like, you know, I think that what's like in terms of where their relationship goes, when I look at their composite chart, it's like, yeah, hopefully, because the North Node is going to be traveling through the third house, that is the house of siblings, hopefully they can team up again and find that original spark of, I mean, I kind of miss, it's funny, like they talk about all the competition and the fighting, I sort of feel like before Chloe had her glowy up, that's stupid, but before Chloe had her glow up, the glow up. That's stupid. Yeah, why like stop making worse. Fetch happen? Her stop making fetch up. Happen. Her
clo
her
up. Clo up.
Yeah, thank you, editor. Right. I needed to just right. Before she had her clo up, I felt like it was Kim and Courtney against the world. I feel like I miss the days where at least I thought that they were like the gruesome twosome. Like, I feel like if they could find a way to come back to a place of like fun partnership, that would be ideal, you know? But
I thought it was more, it was always Courtney and Chloe making fun of Kim together.
Right. And then right, and then was this. I don't know. I feel like even that though is a pain point. Like I feel like for a while there, like it was. I feel like it was always like sort of Kim and Courtney when they were growing up. Then on the show, it was like Courtney and Chloe, but it was almost like I feel like Courtney doesn't like that she's constantly like shuffling around like which sibling she's like actually closest to and which now it's actually none, wherein I think Kim just couldn't care less.
Well, the big conspiracy theory is that Chris has turned them all against each other a la Big Kathy since wow. they were kids. But I don't get it's just you don't see it. I don't know.
I just think, yeah, if anything, these two have a lot of relationship work to do. Like with each other, and they both need to learn to sort of see each other as an individual entity in and of themselves and just celebrate that person, whoever they are. And I think Kim maybe pretends to try to do that, but it's like, you know, she has judgments, and Courtney doesn't do that. She clearly has judgments. And I just hope that, like, because the North Node in Aries is going to be pulling us all into really affirming and claiming our own truth in the world, that they can just be respectful of each other enough to diverge, like either come back together in like some kind of like a even closer than before way, or let them diverge and let them separate in a way that's not like contentious. Like, but yeah, I could see one of them moving. I could see Courtney like moving to Italy. Maybe if it's not Kim, it could be Courtney, but I don't know. I think Kim is going to reestablish her roots in a way that separates her from the siblings more. And
I can see Courtney doing that way more though. But also it's just another example of Courtney never putting her money where her mouth is. The right. way she talks about her family, you're like, well, why do you live in a compound with them?
Right, right. Like straight up. And now we know a compound that your husband moved in to be near your sister. Oh, like, no. Well, get out of the wound, baby. Like, you have value. Don't like stop fighting. I think that Courtney also thinks, I think when she gets like fired up about something and she thinks that like, it's like really cool for her to like actually be like the one that stands up to Kim. And it's just like a very skewed.
Yeah, it's like no one cares.
It's like, because not only is Courtney an Aries sun, Aries Mars, Aries Mercury. Look how stacked her whole first house is like all of her. She has a huge first house stellium, which is the Aries house. And her south node is on her rising in the first house. So like she really is here to learn to like, you know, care about other people. But she doesn't. You know, and in a way, I guess when I think about why I wanted to talk about this, it's like, actually, that's sort of the vibe for the next 18 months. Whether we look stupid or not, we want to be picking all the fights we need to in order that we feel like genuinely expressed come what may. And we're letting go of pretending to make nice and pretending that there's like balance and harmony when there's fucking not. Like letting go of old relationship patterns and letting go of old ideas of like beauty and, you know, Venusian value in the name of authenticity is what the next 18 months are about. So, you know, it'll be interesting. Kim's got a huge Libra stellium in her chart and the South Node's going to move through. I think if anything, Kim also could maybe meet someone new that will really actually help her to feel like happy at home and can like some, there is something about the way that Kim does relationships that isn't relationshiping. like she has had a lot of marriages and it's a bummer.
Yeah.
And I think that is the ultimate pain point for her. And I think if anything that she maybe got out of the Courtney conversation, which probably wasn't helpful because she knows and it probably hurt. But I think what Courtney doesn't realize is she was actually just like highlighting like my wedding. It's like, okay, and Kim's divorce, like, dude, like you have it all. Like, shut up. And I think there is something about the way that Kim has been doing relationship that isn't, for whatever reason, that isn't fully connected to like her actual needs. And I think that would be where I think we'll see Kim. That's why I don't know if it's that she's going to move, but I do think she is going to do something, do the inner work, fourth house, either the inner work and or literally physically moving locations to actually like start fresh. Even like with her trying to date, it's like, you're not going to meet anyone new in Calabasas, babe. Like, I could see her just kind of needing a reset so that she can find herself again without being so like connected and in the world of her family and being in the sort of same dating pool. I mean, I guess she has to be near Kanye because they're co-parenting, but like, I don't know. He seems to do his thing. I don't know.
All over the place. They both are all over the world all the time. So it wouldn't be that. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be fucking fucked up if Kim was like, actually, I'm moving to Italy.
I know. That would be hilarious. I could see.
I'd love to see it.
To LA. I mean, they.
Right. Or she bought that house in Malibu. I think maybe she could live in Malibu full time and like, and say, hey, you know what, Courtney, you can have Calabasas and you can have the family. And I'm just going to do my thing. And if you want to be my friend and come over, you can. But I'm done like making all of this extra effort to like make nice with someone who doesn't want to make nice with me. And she doesn't.
Well, we'll see what happens. Malibu has always been a sort of Shangri-La for them on the show where yeah. you know, people, it's where people go when they want to be independent and when they want to, you know, transition literally in Caitlin's case. So,
oh my God, whoa.
It's interesting. So we'll see what happens.
The one thing I will say about Kim's chart that is kind of just interesting is that her Mars is in the 12th house. So I think what Courtney might have been alluding to, that maybe Kim is not even actually like fully aware of, is like this larger question of like, what drives you? When you have planets in the 12th house, and especially like Kim has her Mars in Sagittarius in the 12th house, I think there's sort of an energy of like, either like a searching for something or getting triggered kind of out of nowhere to do things, but kind of not having the presence of mind as to why she's doing it. Like, I think if anything, this fight with Courtney probably helped her to affirm, no, I did it because I care about fashion, beauty. And to me, status means that I'm being celebrated as an artist and not that I happen to be the richest and most successful out of us. I don't think she actually cares about that. I think she actually does. Her moon is in the third house in Pisces. So what she actually does care about is like being connected to the siblings. I think she doesn't really care, but I think it's just like, Courtney, why are you fighting with me? Like, stop fighting with me. I could be fighting with you and I'm not. I work really hard to make peace and give everyone a piece of the pie because I do love this family. Don't challenge me on why I do things. Don't tell me why I do things. If anything, her being challenged on why she did it gave her a little bit of like, you know what? Here's why I did it. And it's because I love fashion.
Yeah. It's very simple. And
very simple. I think
Courtney will probably keep on like shadow boxing Kim until the day they die, unfortunately.
Shadow boxing Kim is right. Right. It's just like, but hopefully what ends up happening is that Courtney, whether it's like with this new baby or a new marriage or whatever, does find more of, not, I don't even care if it's in a business sense, but like, it is true that like, even that whole, like, that's our life. That's our Dolce Vita life. It's like, it's Travis's life. Like, I think the biggest painful. Pain point for Courtney is that as Aries as she is, she's really always been searching for like if not the oldest, what does she lead in? And that she has a leadership chart, but she ain't leading shit. I think she's super defensive about that.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I think it's really important for people to realize that if you don't have a personal brand, it doesn't actually matter.
Right. But you need to have like personal passions and personal interests that would distract you out of like just picking a fucking fight on television with your sister over something that isn't actually based in anything true.
Exactly.
Like Courtney's passion is basically just fighting with Kim.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's it.
That's what she's passionate about. It's like,
so she is in the perfect job in a way, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Just be the antagonist on the show is kind of, and she doesn't have to do much else. It's sort of a dream job to have a little.
Well, that's we answered our own question of why is she still on the show if she hates everyone so much, because she loves to hate everyone.
Right. She's leading the way in creating conflict that is stupid enough for reality TV.
Love it. We love it. Well, we love this to see great. It. And I'm great. So excited for everyone to be selfish for the next 18 months. How exciting.
It's kind of fun, right? It's kind of fun to think about. And yeah, I think that like we're wrapping up the lessons of the last 18 months. Oh, and this is what I was going to say before. The last time the nodes were in Aries and Libra, the North Node was in Aries and the South Node was in Libra, was 2004 to 2006. So what I was going to say is like everyone wants to take a look at what was going on between 2004 and 2006 because we're revisiting those themes. And wouldn't you know, that's when Travis was hitting on Kim. I'm dead.
Painful. It hurts. And it's so interesting.
It's so astrologically perfect. Like, it's like overwhelming, the perfection. It's just like, wow, that's insane. And even the fact that now Pluto is sitting on their composite rising and sun, it's like, oh yeah, we're seeing how actually toxic this relationship is. Oops. In Capricorn public.
Yeah.
Ah!
Well, it's all crazy and wild. If you want to talk about it more, you have to join the Patreon. Patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast.
If you want to talk about anything with us, join the Patreon.
Yeah, don't DM us. Join the Patreon.
Yeah.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.